Okay, our last item on the agenda, miscellaneous and meeting debrief. We are a little ahead of schedule. Amazingly enough, we have a few minutes to discuss any topics. Director Anderson, do you have something?
Well, maybe you're thinking of some things you may want to discuss. I did want to let the commission know that as part of the land transfer and exchange between the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the Department of Natural Resources that recently was consummated, and you may recall that a month or so I reported that we resolved the issue of the amount of money that the Department of Fish and Wildlife owed the Department of Natural Resources for the parcels that we had been leasing. We suspended those leases during the time period when we were negotiating the land exchange. Subsequent to that, we've been in discussion about which of those parcels we would now want to re-enter into a lease with Department of Natural Resources. We've concluded those discussions. Nearly all of the parcels, not all, but most of the parcels that we had leased previously, we are about to enter into another and renew a lease for those parcels for a five-year term. Commissioner Goldmark and I are scheduled to sign those leases this coming Tuesday. So again, to the best of my knowledge, there's no new parcels. They are renewals of leases that we had in the past prior to the land exchange that weren't included in the land exchange, so they're still under the ownership of the Department of Natural Resources. The parcels that we are not re-entering into a lease agreement with are parcels that are now adjacent to DNR-owned properties as a result of the land exchange and no longer adjoining a parcel that we currently own. So just a heads up about that work, and we're about to complete that part of the land exchange process.
Chair?
Yes, Commissioner Perry?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask one question. A number of those parcels are within wildlife areas, and I assume there was coordination with the staff, so that could be worked out, that we retain at least some control over those particular pieces.
Yeah. All of the, virtually all of the pieces that are either in holdings or contiguous to our wildlife areas, we are entering into a lease, a five-year lease this time. They were previously all one-year leases, but the commissioner and I agreed to a five-year lease, and so we will be getting all of those properties back under our management authority as a result of the execution of the lease.
Just one more question. I don't know whether you can answer this or not, Director Anderson, but I know in the past some of those leases have been based on the potential for use of that land other than for wildlife habitat in Department of Natural Resources view. Are those leases based on that use of the land or as more open space wildlife habitat use of the property?
The criteria that we use to essentially filter the parcels in terms of determining which ones we wanted to enter into a lease again were based on those that aligned with our mission and that accrued benefits to fish and wildlife habitat and or accrued benefits to public access to DFW properties. So the ones that are that don't fall within that in within those specifications, and again that are patchwork where an O&M issue arose, if we've got a piece of property that's relatively a small section that's out somewhere isolated from the balance of our properties that doesn't have a significant fish or wildlife benefit, we're not re-entering those into leases with DNR on those parcels.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Jennings?
Yesterday's executive session was really productive for me to get caught up with the director, clear conversation back and forth about what's going on, what are we doing, and feedback. And over dinner, I was discussing with a couple of the other commissioners, and it seemed like having that only once a year really makes it hard to do a good job, but also misses opportunities for that discussion. And so I am suggesting that we have that as a quarterly feature. So every 3 months or so, we have an executive session to discuss performance so that we can have those conversations as opposed to holding it back for once a year. And, you know, maybe only once every 6 months, but to me, looking at what we have to cover, a 3 month intervals seem pretty good.
Okay.
I just wanted to put that as a possibility.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Smith?
Yeah, I won't disagree with that, but I think for in helping the director's time crunch, that we don't ask for if we go ahead with the quarterly, we don't ask for the level of detail that we had yesterday. It would be more of a conversational interaction rather than a performance review,
right?
Sort of
interim type.
Interim, yeah.
Okay. He's always willing to talk with us. Anything else for the debrief? So in January, we know that there's going to be some items on our agenda for final decisions, including the Columbia River management piece, the sturgeon policy, if it needs revision, will be on the agenda in January. We'll have an executive session to talk about the next performance evaluation, or the performance agreement, and then we will go into open session to make a decision on that. So if there's anything else, there is one thing I have to put it forward, and that is that under our statute, January, odd numbered years, we have an election for the chair and vice chair positions on the commission. So be thinking about that. There's a few of us up for reappointment. I'm not sure we will know by then whether we're being reappointed or not, so just wanted to put that on the table. If you're interested in serving as an officer on the commission, let me know, and I'll spread the word to everyone so that we have whoever's interested considered. Commissioner Schmidt?
You're interested?
I will clarify that. It just seems like it'd be good to know our future is this commissioner's group before we make this final decision. Are we bound to make that decision in January, or could we, and I think it's healthy to start that discussion now, could we wait until we see that? Because that really would have a lot of bearing, I think, for many of us.
Yeah, I think, I haven't looked at the statute lately, but I don't think it's mandatory to vote in January of odd number of years. It just calls for the election then. Okay.
So could I ask a question on a different, going back? So in terms of our continuation of our discussion and executive session on performance evaluation, looking ahead to next year, are you looking for me to bring a product in January?
That's a good point. We need any thoughts you have on the revised annual performance agreement. So a draft performance agreement would be very helpful.
So your version of what might be an update from last year, and we'll be doing the same?
A working draft, a discussion draft for the 2013 performance agreement. Okay, everyone. It's been a long meeting, and even though time-wise it hasn't been long, but it's felt like a long meeting. So thanks, everyone. Thanks for your participation. Safe drives. Have a nice weekend. Let's make it. This meeting's adjourned.